the rhythm, move to the beat.
In the Loop on Radio Australia.
Feature film produced in the Marshall Islands and performed by a local student and residents is about to hit the big screen later this week in Majuro. It's called Na Nonyep and it's about tradition and modernity and the challenges faced by young people in the islands today. The film deals with the battle between an evil Marshallese spirit, a witch if you prefer, and a good fairy, a Nonyep, for the soul of a 13-year-old boy, Licky, an outstanding student who is doing extremely well and wants to attend high school in the US until a spell is cast on him by the witch, and that sends him on a down spiral which no one can do anything about except, of course, the Nonyep. Now, to tell us more about this production, this new feature film from the Marshall Islands, we have on the phone just about an all-star cast from Majuro Cooperative School. We have Kathy Stratty, a teacher involved in the production, including several of the students, student director Pelle Levi-Strauss. We have Randon Jack, who plays the main character, Licky. Lulani Ritok, who plays Licky's friend, Miko. Kylie Trevor, who plays the Nonyep. And we have all the way in Kili Island, Jack Niedenthal, who is the producer of this new feature film. Welcome to you all. It's great to have you all on board.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, Jack, you've written, directed and produced this feature. It's the second feature film from the Marshall Islands in Marshallese language with English subtitles. It's locally produced with, as we've just said, Marshallese in the lead roles. Tell us a bit more, Jack, about this battle of good and evil and the Marshallese traditions and beliefs which underpin this film.
Well, as anyone who's lived out here for as long as I have knows that there's an undercurrent of magic and tradition out here in the Marshall Islands, and I lived so long on the Outer Islands in the Marshalls, I learned a lot about that, so I thought I would incorporate that into the story. And so that's pretty much what I did, and it's kind of interesting because we also contrast it with a modern-day sort of upscale, very progressive middle school in Majuro. So it makes for a nice contrast in the film to have the traditional sort of story going on. At the same time, we have some young, modern, well-educated young people in Majuro participating in the film also. So it makes for a really nice contrast.
Jack, what's the point of the film?
Well, the point of the film, if you can imagine this, is that I personally had always wanted to do this, and our school, the Majuro Co-op School, depends totally pretty much on private funding, and I wanted to raise some money for the school. All the proceeds go to the school, and therefore I put together a lot of volunteer students and parents and everybody else to act in the film. It's all volunteer. No one's helping us with the funding. And I just thought it would be a really fun experience for everybody to participate in, and it turned out to be just that.
Well, let's check that out with Kathy. Kathy Stratty has been involved as a teacher in the film production. Kathy, how does the younger generation relate to the traditions and the beliefs that Jack was just talking about?
Well, hi, I'm actually the principal here, and well, I think the kids really love the stories, all the traditional stories, and they love to hear them. They know a lot of the stories. It's been fun for them to learn more about their culture, I think, through this experience.
And so Licky, the main character, is a young boy who wants to go and study in America. Is he, in that sense, reflecting the aspirations of many young Marshallese?
Yes, he is. A lot of students do try to do very well through eighth grade here in the Marshall Islands at the cooperative school. A lot of kids go to the United States for high school, and so that's a common goal for our students. We do have a high school here, but a lot of them like to go to the States for high school.
Right. Now, Jack, you're as you said earlier, you're a board member of the Majuro Cooperative School, which has provided all the cast and the film score as well. Music was produced by 4 8th-grade girls. Tell us about that, because I understand it was quite a moving experience as well for you.
I have a very distinct taste in music, just probably like everybody else. And one thing I really like about Marshallese music that they've kind of gotten away from over the past few years is their acoustic music ability. And when I say acoustic, I mean string guitars, string ukuleles, and especially, without doubt, the best Marshallese instrument they have are their voices. And in fact, in this film, there's a song that they do without any instrumentation at all. It's just singing. And every time I hear these songs played and sung in this movie, I get this feeling like I almost want to pass out. Their voices are so good and so beautiful. I really am anxious to see how people react to the singing and the music in the film, because it's really quite good.
Jack, it's a real contrast, because to what you used to be known for on Radio Australia. Both Isabel and I were talking about the big court battles you used to be involved with many years ago. And to hear you talk about the singing, the culture, and just celebrating with these young people is quite amazing.
And I've put my talents, so to speak, to a lot of different things, and I really... my passion outside of Bikini is the Majuro Cooperative School. I think it's a really marvelous thing that we've done over the past 30 years. It's a very progressive educational system. It's WASC accredited. And to me, there's no end to the amount of work I can do at that school, and this was just an extension of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy, as the principal of the school over there, of this wonderful Majuro Cooperative School, this would have been, I imagine, a very exciting project for the students to get involved in. I guess everybody would have wanted to be in a lead role in that production.
Well, Jack and one of his assistants did a lot of the casting, and what they did was they just announced to the kids that we had the tryouts, and they went upstairs, and quite a few children tried out for it. Of course, they were all very excited, and then we got this wonderful cast together. And I know that as they were selecting the parts, that Jack was really excited, because he would say, "Oh, I found the perfect Leaky, or I found the perfect Nonap, or whatever." So. Yeah, it's been exciting here at the school. And today, of course, is very exciting for us, too. Everything that has to do with this movie has been exciting.
Mm. Well, let's talk to some of the students who are acting in this production, Na Nonyep. And let's start with the main character, Leaky, who is played by Randon Jack. So, Kathy, we're going to pass the one phone around, which is a tradition here in the Loop, and get to speak with Randon. Many thanks for your time today, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Here's Randon.
Randon, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your character, Leaky. Is he close to you in real life? Is, for instance, studying over in America something you would want to do?
Well, I think he kind of is, because... he studies a lot, which I kind of do, and another thing is, looks just like me.
Of course he would. Hey, Randon, this is Clement here. I'm just wondering what did you find interesting about the actual story which is in the film? What did you find interesting about it?
Well, what I found interesting is that the boy was a really smart boy and a good boy, and the thing that interests me that there's this, like, kind of a witch that casts a evil spell on him, and then he starts going crazy, and all of the other bad things, like drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, and other stuff.
Mm. Now, and we also have, I think, waiting by the phone, Kyle Trevor, who played the Nonyep And the Nonyap is the good spirit in that story. So could we pass him the phone to find out a little bit more about this character, the good spirit, the Nonyap? Tell us a bit more about this character.
It's a good character, but it's really fun.
So what do you do in the movie?
I do all kind of different things.
Jack, why did you choose Kyle? Is it because Kyle's kind of a really nice guy? Why did you choose him?
No, let me tell you something about Kyle. I had a number of I needed somebody younger than 13. One of the younger kids from like fifth grade. They're about in the age of 10 and 11. And I had a whole bunch of them come up to my little room where I was interviewing those people and trying to get them to audition for this part. And I had gone through every single person except for Kyle. And I was really upset because I was looking at these guys. They were all good, but there wasn't anyone who quite fit the bill. Because I wanted these kids, when they came up the stairs to audition, I wanted them to act unearthly, like this creature is not a human. Mm. And I wanted them to act like they weren't human. And Kyle came up the stairs, he walked in the room, and I explained to him what I wanted to do. I wanted somebody who wasn't human, and he kind of walked across the floor like Gollum in Lord of the Rings, and that was it. The person who was helping the audition, we both looked at each other and said, that's the kid we want.
So, Kyle, are you interested in spiritual stories or even Lord of the Rings? Is that stuff you're into?
Yes.
So, Kyle, was it the first time that you were hearing about this good and evil Marshallese spirits and these legends?
No.
So that's something you were familiar with. Kyle, we're going to pass the phone around because we are running out of time to Pelle Lévi-Strauss, who actually was the student director at 13 for this production. Is Pelle around?
Hello,
Pelle. So you were the student director for that production. Tell us, how was it to work with Jack?
It was really fun. I had a great time helping him.
What did your job involve? Tell us.
I help him carry the equipment, like the microphone, and help him read the script.
And are you excited to see the outcome of your work? And the film is going to premiere on March the 6th in a few days in Majuro. I bet you the whole school is going to go to the cinema.
Very exciting.
And what about your families?
Oh wow, they're really excited too.
Many thanks to you all for taking time to share this experience with us in the loop on Radio Australia, and all the best for the premiere.
Thank you.
You're in the loop. You're in the loop.
You're in the loop.
This is Radio Australia.
You're in the loop.